with Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
The POPI Act, or basically the Protection of Personal Information Act, is a piece of legislation that's coming into force on the 1st of July 2021. And the aim of this legislation is to give effect to everybody's right to privacy in terms of the Constitution and to regulate the way that people deal with other people's information and how companies deal with the information of their employees, their service providers, their clients and third parties. So this POPI Act is very important for businesses to be compliant with because it regulates the way in which you deal with personal information in the day-to-day running of your business. It's important for small and larger businesses to know what their responsibilities are in terms of the POPI Act. So the very first thing that businesses have to do is to appoint an information officer. So this will be the person in your company responsible for rolling out POPI compliance to make sure that your business is compliant. This information officer also needs to be registered on the website of the information regulator. And this will be the liaison between the company and the information regulator. So at the end of the day, if there's a complaint against your business or an allegation that you are not compliant in whichever way, then the information officer will be the person being contacted by the information regulator. The other very important thing that businesses have to get in place as soon as possible is to determine what personal information they use, why they need the personal information, and how long it's required for. So the Act basically requires businesses to do a risk assessment, taking all of these factors into place, and then determining to which extent they are already compliant, what the gaps are to become compliant and to take the necessary interventions to make sure that they become compliant. Then it's also important for the information officer to train the employees in the business. So the information officer doesn't necessarily have to be a legal expert, but they do need a good knowledge of the POPI Act. They also need to have a good knowledge of the running of the business in order to know what the training module should contain and how the risk assessment should be done. So if we refer to training your employees, it doesn't have to be a very comprehensive or complicated training. At the end of the day, it's important for all employees to know what the POPI Act is about, how it applies to their business and their job functions, and what they can do in the business to make sure that they remain compliant. Then another important aspect in terms of POPI is the security and confidentiality of personal information. So make sure that your IT systems are safe, that personal information is as secure as possible, and that there's no unauthorized access to the personal information. It's obviously very important to also have a privacy policy in place and published on your website so that people who visit your website or deal with your business know how you comply with POPI. If you share personal information with third-party service providers, then it's important to get operator agreements in place where those third parties also warrant and undertake that they will keep the information safe that you share with them. For your everyday listener, what this entails is that you basically have certain rights and obligations under the POPI Act. Your rights as a consumer or a person to which personal information applies is that you have the right to know who has your personal information, why they are using it, and for how long they are keeping it. If at any time you want to inquire with a company that holds your personal information, you have the right to do so. They then need to disclose that information to you. And then you also have the right to withdraw your consent for them to keep and use your personal information. This is obviously subject to legal limitations. So if the law requires your employer, for example, to keep certain records for reporting purposes, the withdrawal of your consent will not be able to be adhered to. You also have an obligation to keep other people's personal information confidential. So don't share any information without their consent. Be careful what you post on social media about other people and about yourself, because remember that in terms of the POPI Act, whatever personal information you publish about yourself is basically out there in the public domain. Although people cannot use that information for illegitimate purposes, they don't need your consent in order to gain access to it. Be careful about using people's videos or voice recordings when you share it on WhatsApp with other people. The POPI Act is mainly aimed at businesses and how they deal with personal information, but in your personal capacity, it's important to also follow these guidelines and make sure that you deal with other people's information as you would want them to deal with yours. Another very important impact impact the poppy has on our day-to-day lives is the provisions relating to direct marketing. We are all victims of unsolicited phone calls or emails for various products or services that we didn't sign up for. So the Poppy Act strictly regulates direct marketing in that regard. So direct marketing is prohibited under Poppy unless you specifically provide your consent. So this includes direct marketing in the form of SMSs, emails, and automatic calling machines. It's also important to know that a company wanting to market their products and services to you can only approach you once. And if you do not give your consent, then they cannot call you for that again. One important exception to this is if you are an existing customer of that company. So if you're an existing customer, then they obtain your information in the context of selling their goods or services to you. And then whenever they want to market other services or products to you, it needs to relate to their own products and services that they are already offering you. So, for example, a company selling you health insurance cannot contact you on behalf of a partner, a business partner of theirs, to offer you something like airtime or something that's unrelated to the product or service that you already have from them. So the first step is to familiarize yourself with the provisions of the Poppy Act. It's quite a lengthy document, but it's not overly complicated. Make sure that you've got a dedicated person in your business that can familiarize themselves with the requirements and appoint your information officer. That would be the first step. So you can get more details on the Poppy Act at www.poppia, that's poppia.co.za. Then you can obviously also reach out to the information regulator on the Just Justice Department website, which is www.justice.gov.za. You and I
got, you and I got something. Wake up with Darren, Carrie and Skye, East Coast Radio.